Now it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level once again, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact with each of you in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin on this evening, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the possibility to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this evening. And you will find many times that the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, that telepathic exchange of information, is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express to you through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to become involved in that telepathic exchange of information. And you will find that as a result of the energy that each of you have created in this space on this evening, it is quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and to participate in that telepathic exchange of information. And many times, the information that you receive may not be readily available to your consciousness, but nonetheless, you will find as you continue to go through your day-to-day activities that the intuitive suggestions, the information that you receive, can absolutely assist you in this reality that you are experiencing. And so we would encourage you once again, and you will find that as a result of this energy, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. Close your eyes, and that's the intent. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, a brief explanation of this reality that you exist in. You exist in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level. We simply use that term vibrational level because it allows us to use an analogy that's quite accurate in explaining what it is that you experience in this vibrational level, in this reality that you exist in. You see, it doesn't matter whether you call it a vibrational level or a level of existence or a plane of existence. It really makes no difference. Whatever terminology that you feel the most comfortable with is fine. But you see, existing within this same time and same space that your reality, that your vibrational level exists in, are a multitude of vibrational levels. And we use the analogy that is similar to the radio frequencies and radio waves that exist within your atmospheric system on this earth that you exist in. You understand absolutely that there are a multitude, endless amounts of radio wave frequencies that are being broadcast through your atmosphere. And yet you also understand that through the utilization of one particular apparatus, it's possible for you to tap into and to maintain a connection with that one particular frequency while you eliminate all the rest. And yet you understand absolutely that all of those frequencies are existing within the same time and same space. And so it is that you have endless amounts of vibrational levels, of other planes of existence, if you wish, that are existing within the same time and same space. You simply choose in your conscious state and of various other levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level to concentrate and to exist in, to experience this vibrational level while eliminating all the rest that are once again existing within the same time and same space. There's a uniqueness about this vibrational level that you exist in. And that uniqueness is that you, as a human consciousness, as an individuals, have agreed to put in place and to sustain what we refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy or a veil that has certain limitations that apply to this vibrational level that, to the best of our knowledge, do not exist in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation. That electromagnetic type of energy performed several functions. Perhaps the most important, the most significant rest of you, is that it limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It limits your capacity, particularly in your awake consciousness state, and as well as through all various other levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level, to understand that you are the one, to understand that you are all that is. You hide from that. You hide from that for a very specific reason. This barrier, this electromagnetic type of energy, also performs the function of not allowing other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to interfere in your creative process. And it's not that there are other entities existing outside of your vibrational level who are attempting to interfere. It's simply when you enter into this vibrational level and you agree to participate in sustaining this veil, it's that you choose not to have interference from the outside. You choose to be able to continue to correct this reality with the feelings and the belief that you're not in control. That it's not you that's creating this reality. And so you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy. And you also put in place what we like to refer to as the human consciousness belief system. There are certain belief systems that you have agreed to as the human consciousness to maintain, and we like to refer to them as being similar to what you might refer to as your laws of physics. You believe in various things that are necessary to sustain existence within this vibrational level. The most difficult of those belief systems for you to step outside of is your belief in time and space. You believe in a passage of time. And for us to attempt to even give you some explanation of what it's like to exist without this belief in time and space is very difficult through the utilization of a vocabulary. For you see, even to suggest that you live in the now is a reference to your belief in time and space. It's like there's a past and there's a now and then there's the future. It's not really that way. The past and the now and the future are one. They're an illusion. They don't really exist. Time and space are illusionary. You, as individuals existing within this vibrational level and in all other vibrational levels, alter your past as readily as you alter your future. You believe that the past is set in stone and you can't change it, and yet you continuously change it on an ongoing basis. But your belief in time and space, the belief in some type of an evolutionary process, the belief that you can't change your past, makes it real. It makes it clear that it's beyond your control. That's what's occurred. You can't change that. At least that's what you believe in your awakened consciousness state. Ironically, at various levels of your consciousness, you change it constantly. You're just not aware of it. You do, however, believe that you have this capacity to alter your future. You believe that you can change and at least influence your future. Once again, it's difficult for you to grasp the concept that you also not only can, but do, alter your past as readily as you alter your future. And so you have these beliefs and belief systems, and that belief in time and space gives you the belief to function in this incarnational period with the expectation that you're going to go through an evolutionary process. That you're going to be born and you're going to be going through your adolescence and you're going to be into your adulthood and eventually you're going to mature and you're going to die. So you're going to go through this evolutionary process because it validates the belief in time and space. It makes it real. It makes it real. And so you believe that this is it, that this lifetime is the most important existence of your entire being. We would suggest to you that once again, the belief in time and space is an illusion. It doesn't really exist. And when you take that into consideration, then all of your other lifetimes, all of the other incarnational periods that you exist in, are existing within the same time and same space. And so when we use that analogy, that there are these multiple radio frequencies that are existing within your atmosphere, and we use that as an analogy to give you an example for vibrational levels, the same type of an explanation applies to your so-called ulterior lives, your other existences. You like to refer to them as past lives many times, and like there's some future life that hasn't occurred yet. It's an illusion. They exist within the same time and same space. You simply, in your awakened consciousness state, choose to concentrate on this particular incarnational period and to believe that it is the most important incarnational period. Well, you eliminate all the rest. And so it is, as we suggested, that time and space are illusionary. And when you're altering realities, when you're altering this reality, when you're altering your beliefs and belief systems in this reality, in this particular incarnational period, you're also affecting the other incarnational periods. You're also affecting the other realities that you exist in the same time and same space. It's difficult for you to comprehend that as well, in those other incarnational periods, you are doing and creating certain circumstances that are affecting this incarnational period. That becomes difficult to grasp. Many times in this incarnational period, in your awakened consciousness state, it's very difficult for you to accept that you are in control. It's very difficult for you to accept that at some level of your consciousness, you are absolutely aware of what it is that you're creating. It's difficult for you to grasp the concept that there are no other entities that are influencing your reality other than those that you agree to participate with. We would suggest that the chances of you interacting with another entity in this incarnational period that you have not interacted with in some other incarnational period is very, very slim. It's why when you first meet someone, many times you feel an attraction, or many times it's exactly the opposite. You feel like that's a person that you really don't want to get to know. And it's because many times you have had interactions in other lifetimes that are occurring simultaneously, and so the attraction or the repulsion can be instantaneous based upon what you might refer to as a past lifetime, but on another lifetime that's occurring within the same time and same space. That becomes difficult to grasp, absolutely. And so you exist within this vibrational level. And you, once again in your awakened consciousness state, are believing that it's real. You're believing that it is the most important part of your existence in this awakened consciousness state. And yet we would suggest that it's an illusion. It's an illusion. It is the most illusionary reality that you experience. When you're in those altered states of consciousness, when you're in your meditative state and in your deep dream state, and in what we refer to as the between incarnational states, when you die, in other words, your level of consciousness is much more near what the real existence is than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state in this reality. And yet, once again, you put in place that electromagnetic type of veil that limits your capacity to grasp and to understand that concept in your awakened consciousness state. And yet each of you search for it. You search for the meaning. You search to connect with that spirituality. It's like many believe that somehow it's lost. You can't lose your spirituality. It's who and what you truly are. You choose to hide from it. You don't lose it. You can't be separated from it. It's not something that's gone away and you somehow have to find it. You're not put on this earth because you must go through certain types of lessons or experiences, unless, of course, that's what you desire. You see, the reality that you experience in this That Brahmanal level in any of your incarnational periods is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And so that human consciousness belief in time and space has a huge impact on your reality. And you go to all types of creation processes to validate it. To believe that there's a beginning and an end. That there's a passage of time. Because it makes it more real. It makes it appear that it's beyond your control. And so you have the human consciousness belief system. And once again, the laws of physics would be a good example of what you refer to as the human consciousness belief system. And then you have the societal belief system. In the rest of you understand absolutely that there are belief systems that exist within your society that do not exist in other societies and other parts of your earth system. Societal beliefs. The rest of you, once again, are aware of such beliefs and belief systems and how they influence the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. And then you have what we refer to as the individual or personal belief systems. The belief systems that you hold as an individual within this human consciousness belief system and within the societal belief system. And it's a combination of these belief systems that you utilize to create the reality that you experience, the day-to-day activities that you participate in. What's difficult to grasp is that you put these belief systems in place in many times in your altered states of consciousness. This is an illusion. This awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary state that you can or will exist in. Consider it. You will not be able to sustain this awakened consciousness state. Each of you absolutely understand that at some point you will sleep. And in that sleep, you dream. When you go into the deep dream state, what we refer to, you are one step away from the level of consciousness that you experience when you enter into the in-between incarnational state, when you die, in other words. And so in that deep dream state, your consciousness and your experiences that you are participating in that level of consciousness are more real than what you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And you absolutely understand that you will dream, that you will sleep. You also understand that at some point you will go through the evolutionary process and you will die. But you don't have any difficulty grasping the concept that when you die, that the level of consciousness that you experience then could be quite extensive. For some infinity, what do you believe? It's in that altered state of consciousness that you put many of your beliefs in position, put them in place, interact with the societal and the human consciousness and the personal belief systems that are the result of the reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And then, when you come back into your awakened consciousness state, you hide from that understanding. You purposely put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand. You see, even in that deep dream state, when you're interacting with other entities, when you're interacting with other realities that you're existing in, when you attempt to remember it in your awakened consciousness state, you go to great lengths to make it very, very difficult to even remember what the dream was. And if you do remember many times, it seems to be such a jumble that it makes absolutely no sense. It's because you, in your awakened consciousness state, desire to experience a reality where it feels like you're not in control. And there's a very simple reason for that. It's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. It's why you continue to reincarnate, if you wish, while you continue to exist in those other lifetimes, those alternate levels of consciousness that you are. This multidimensional personality that each of you are. you choose to exist in this barbastro level under the restrictions of that veil, so that you can have the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible when you understand that you are the one that's the creator of the reality that you are experiencing. Again, another analogy that we frequently use. Any of you understands that you can go into a theater and you can watch a projection upon a screen and you know absolutely that that's simply someone else's concept of a reality that's being projected through a system of lights and sound on a screen. And while you're existing within that theater, you can go through all types of emotions. And in fact, even in that theater, you can get a basic concept that time is just an illusion. For on that screen, there can be a multitude of years pass by in what would be a few moments in your real time. But you understand that it's an illusion. And so while you may experience that range of emotions and feelings, you understand as well that they are the result of an illusion. They're not real. But when you walk out the door and you come back into the real world, when you now have your financial problem, when you now have that relationship that doesn't seem to be going so well, now that's real. And the irony of it is that one is no more real than the other. It's an illusion. You simply choose to believe that it's real. For the possibility of experiencing that intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are the creator. In all the other levels of vibration, we can experience similar realities. But it's like watching a projection in your movie theater. We understand that it's our creation. There is only one particular emotion and feeling that we feel at an intensity which you have difficulty experiencing in this conscious state, in this vibrational living, and that's the feeling of absolute unconditional love. So you see, you choose to hide from that understanding. You choose to hide from the knowledge that from a level of absolute unconditional love that you create this reality. It's not some haphazard. It's not a reality that's being controlled by other entities, unless, of course, that's what you desire to experience. You see, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you believe you're not in control, you will have all types of realities that vary that belief and belief system. Your creation is not a right or wrong, it's a choice that you make. If you believe that you're not in control, but that you have what you like to refer to as guides and angels that are controlling your reality, you can have that. It's not a wrong. This is not a right or wrong experience that you're creating. It's a choice that you make. And if you understand that it's a choice that you make, if you go and make connection with that stock of consciousness that you are, and you get a grasp of the understanding of who and what you truly are, you begin to understand that the reality you are experiencing is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, and it gives to you that which you desire. If you wish to believe that you're not in control and you have guides and angels that are influencing your reality, go for it. Absolutely, it's not wrong. It allows you to experience that. It's not necessary, but it's not right or wrong either. You can have that if that's what you desire. And if it gives to you an intense range of emotions and feelings, then you have succeeded in accomplishing what it is that you exist in this vibrational level to experience. So it's not a right or wrong. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. At some level of your consciousness, yes, if you agree to participate. And what becomes very difficult for you to comprehend many times, that it's a level of consciousness that what we refer to as the between incarnational state, when you die, in other words, that you put in place many of those beliefs that you bring back into an incarnational period. And they are very difficult beliefs for you to comprehend and to understand. Because you make it difficult, because you don't want to understand, because you want this to seem like a reality that's beyond your control, so that you can experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. We would challenge each of you to to look at any activity that you participate in, and to break it down, even if it's the employment that you're involved in. Break it down. Why are you involved in these activities? Why do you continue to persist doing certain things? If you continue to break it down, eventually you will come to the conclusion that it's because there's a certain emotion and feeling that you desire to experience. That's why you're here. When you have difficulty in understanding, is that when the creation process is what you are to in your awakened consciousness status, referred to as a positive reality, as opposed to a negative reality, a desirable as opposed to less than desirable, then it's easy for you to accept that you had some participation in that creation process. You made the right choices and decisions and everything went along well. You held the right attitude and belief systems, and look at, you created this fantastic reality, this fantastic experience that gave you those, what you refer to as positive emotions and feelings. That's easy to accept. But however, when you're involved in difficult relationships, when you're experiencing physical difficulties, it's much more harder to accept the responsibility, to accept that that's a validation of beliefs and belief systems that you hold. Many times, once again, put in glass in altered levels of consciousness that it's very difficult for you to access from your conscious state. However, the spark of consciousness that you are, the absolute unconditional love that you are, gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. Right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, is a human consciousness concept that you experience in your so-called awakened state. But from the level of consciousness from which you create that reality, there is no such judgment. The stock of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire and rejoices in the creation process. Does not judge whether it's right or wrong. The human consciousness, spark of consciousness you are, does not arise each day and say, well, I think I'm going to match this a good day, or I think I'm going to match this a less than desirable day. That spark of consciousness that you are give to you that which you desire, validate your beliefs and belief systems without exception. You choose to hide from that understanding. And once again, it's not right or wrong. The existence that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, if you believe it to be right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, is a human consciousness choice, a human consciousness judgment. Does not exist from the level at which you create this reality. And so it's important to know what you believe. Difficult many times, but nonetheless important. You see, many individuals will hold a belief that their attitude plays a huge part in their reality creation process. And because they hold that belief, and because they apply it to their day-to-day activities, and because they have an expectation that that holding that attitude will influence their reality and what they in their awakened consciousness stack would view as being a positive situation, then that's what occurs. Absolutely. It can have a tremendous effect on your reality. However, many times, you experience an attitude that seems to be completely spontaneous and completely against the attitude that you believe will assist you in creating the type of reality that you desire. And many times, your first impulse is to push aside that attitude. I'm not supposed to experience that attitude. I'm not supposed to have negative attitudes. We would suggest that it can be beneficial for you to pay attention to that spontaneous attitude. That spontaneous attitude that seems to spring up in a circumstance that's completely foreign to you. You see, your attitudes many times are a reflection of the belief that you hold. And if you pay attention to that spontaneous attitude, it can give you an insight into the belief that's causing you to have that experience and give you the opportunity to alter that reality by altering the belief and consequently as well altering the attitude. And so we would encourage you to pay attention to those so-called negative responses, those negative attitudes, and utilize them to assist you in understanding what it is that you truly believe, so that you have the opportunity to change it. You see, when you alter your realities, it's always a result of altering a belief or a belief system. And it's a combination of beliefs that are the result of the reality that you experience. And that's what makes it so difficult. He didn't make it easy. He didn't come here so that it was easy for you to figure it out and to bypass all of these blockages that you put in place to understand who and what you truly are. He didn't make it easy. And so you have a combination of beliefs, your human consciousness and your societal and your individual all combined to correct the reality that you experience. And it's very difficult, once again, to change many of them. Difficult, not impossible. Not impossible. The most significant concept that you can grasp as we speak to you after you this evening is the understanding that this reality that you experience is an illusion. It's the most illusionary reality that you will ever exist in. And it requires a tremendous amount of energy for you to sustain it. But nonetheless, it's an illusion. What's even more difficult for you to grasp is the concept of who and what you truly are, and that the energy that you are, each of you are, exists within each and every atom of your entire universe. It's an illusion. It's an illusion, and you can change it. Not only can, but do. That's the irony. We can explain to the rest of you how you correct your reality. Many will suggest that's not possible. Many will suggest, I don't correct my reality. I don't even have an influence on it. I have these guides and angels where they believe that there's some master creator that's creating the reality for them. And because they hold that belief, they experience the reality, the validate the belief. But they don't realize that it is also validating what I'm attempting to explain to you. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, without exception. It's your creation. If you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that. Not only can, but do. And that's the irony. You create this reality. Whether you choose to believe in your awakened consciousness, that has absolutely no impact on the absolute truth that you are the creators of this reality. It's an illusion. You not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. Continuously. There are no, once again, no coincidences. There are no accidents. It's an interaction between individuals who agree to participate. It's an illusion. You are the creator. In this illusion, in this reality, in your conscious state, there are about three things that you cannot change. You cannot change the fact that you are the creator. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. You are one. You create your reality. You cannot change that. You can hold a belief system that you're not in control and validate the belief system, but understand that it's a validation of your belief system. It's your choice. It's based upon your expectation. It's based upon what you desire. It's based upon what you believe. It's based upon your choices and decisions. You create the reality, regardless of what it is. Regardless of whether you believe, once again, that you have guides and angels that are influencing your reality. There's nothing wrong with that. If you desire to experience that, go for it. Absolutely. It gives you that chance to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that kind of a reality creation. But what's important to understand is that you create the reality. It's a validation of your belief and belief system. And the third thing that you cannot change is the fact that you were not put on this earth to go through any type of a growth, unless of course once again that's what you desire. You were not put on this vibrational level at all. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to remain here. And you shall make the choice, if you so desire, to leave this vibrational level. And so the third thing that you cannot change is that at some time to give you an explanation that's based upon your belief in time and space, at some time you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. This is not some particular existence where you need to go through some type of a spiritual growth. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You create your reality, you are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. All the rest is based upon what it is that you desire, what it is that you expect to bring into your reality. It's based upon your beliefs and belief systems, your choices and decisions, and your thoughts and feelings that all interact to create the reality that you experience. It's really that simple. It really is. Now, we would back for a moment or two if you wish, and if you have any questions for us, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would suggest to the rest of you that we are not separated by a vibrational level. We are not separated by time or space. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you. And so we would leave you for a moment with love and with peace.